Hey, Justin, you want to watch a movie?
Yeah, sure. What you got?
What do you think about,
No, I saw it last week.
Oh, what about,
Not again.
Oh. How about this?
Wait. You want me to watch what?
So tell me what you thought of Vibes.
That's all I got.
Okay. All right. So, long story short, this is a bad movie.
It's not poorly made. Hold on. Even longer story short. Hi. Welcome to You Want Me to Watch What? Where Chad and I challenge each other to watch movies that the other hasn't seen. This month we're talking about Vibes. Please continue.
The Jeff Goldblum, Cyndi Lauper, you know, psychic adventure comedy romance.
With guest star and Peter Falk.
Yes, with Peter Falk and Julian Sands. And it is exactly as bad as we've just made it sound. It's funny.
Yes.
It's entertaining for the hour and 40 some minutes or so that you're watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's over. And then you turn it off and you feel empty. And the thing is I liked this movie growing up. This was one of like the first kind of adventure movies that I got to see because we have just a whole bunch of stuff taped off of TV. And mom and dad didn't want us watching. And I was young, you know, I'm like 7, 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And mom and dad didn't want to want me watching those, like the Indiana Jones, because they had very scary imagery in them.
Yeah.
You know, kind of built through. And so this was something that was recorded off of like NBC at like 9 o'clock at night kind of thing, you know? So all of my memories of watching this as a child also come in with like there being this random commercial for Dove shampoo, you know, or you know what I mean? Like, is that kind of stuff. And I'll tell you, it is just a little bit jarring then when I'm watching this on Amazon and there's no commercial. I'm like, oh, okay, we're getting to the point I'll be able to get him to go to the bathroom. No, I can't go to the bathroom. The movie's still going on. There is no McDonald's commercial here with a dancing Ronald McDonald. I can pause. I just forced commercial breaks.
There you go.
All right. So Vibes is about a couple of psychics. So picture. Movie opens in this beautifully foggy, misty mountain lands of South America. And you see these hikers, these adventurers climbing the mountains, searching for some mystical city of gold. And eventually they find it. Well, they find the top of a pyramid that they break out of some stone, and it looks kind of goldy.
Yeah.
But it's really just a yellow light. And one guy touches it, which causes him to kind of go nuts. The other guy, the partner, touches that guy and goes nuts. And then the first guy that touched it disappeared, and we don't know what happened to him.
No. And they shot one.
And they shot the guy that got him up there. How are they planning to get down? Well, it's a mountain. You just take the easy route.
Insert Wilhelm screen.
Oh! Anyway. This is the most exciting that the movie gets. This is as mysterious and as interest-peaking as the movie is. And then we shift over to New York, I think.
Yes.
You know, it's big city. And we meet Cyndi Lauper playing Sylvia Piquel, who is a trance medium. Basically, she is a psychic who has a spirit guide named Louise who talks to her and helps her kind of figure out future type things.
Yep.
And we meet Nick Deasy. played by Jeff Goldblum, who is a psychometrist. So basically, you hand him a thing, and he will learn its history by touching it. All right? And we're given the most screen time with those two, because there are stars.
Yes.
But we're also introduced to another guy who can read minds, kind of psychic, a guy who can make things move with his mind. And we're set up for this very interesting movie about a group of fallible, complex, you know, messy humans who also happen to have psychic abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Because they sit around a dining room table and, or, you know, the cafeteria table, and they're making fun of each other. They're not all nice. They're kind of, you know, a couple bullies in the mix, etc. And then it all goes away. There's some complicated things, but all those people at the table, all that interesting back and forth, just disappears.
Yeah.
Just goes away. When Cyndi Lauper goes home and finds Columbo in her kitchen. Not a euphemism.
No, Peter Falk himself.
Peter Falk's there. Where Peter Falk is, he wants Sylvia to help find his kid. Yo, I want to hire you for $50,000 if you'll accompany me to Ecuador where my son has gone missing. Yo,
that's a good Peter Falk. And,
thank you. And Sylvia, yes, why not? She's just been used by an ex-boyfriend, so let's do it. Played, I think, by Steve Buscemi?
Yes. Special, special guest star, Steve Buscemi.
Yeah. So Sylvia goes to recruit Nick. He doesn't really want to go, but at the same time, he's being used by his museum boss, who's trying to get make sure that the museum trustees aren't going to look at the books.
Mm-hmm.
Raises all kind of ethical issues there. There is a nice moment, however, when he's talking about dating the, like, figuring out how old the mummy is or whatnot, and his coworker's just like, come on, why do we have to do this every time? Just touch it.
No, I'm trying to preserve the, you know, ethicalness of everything. And then,
yeah,
and then the owner, the curator walks in.
Everybody, hand Nick your keys, your handkerchiefs, and he'll tell you all about yourselves. Now, Jeff Goldblum, I think, was perfectly cast in this.
Oh, God, yes.
Jeff Goldblum is such a strange individual in the way that he brings the humor and he finds humor in the most out of the way places.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It just, he seems to be able to do that. It's really a shame that it's this movie. Anyway, well, I'm going to get into that more because I'm going to, spoiler alert, I'm going to come on that I still think that people should watch it. I just think that they should watch it with a big group of friends with popcorn and booze and a willingness to talk over what dialogue there is. All right? She convinces Nick, hey, we're going to go to Ecuador. We're going to find this guy's son. And they get there, and Harry, Columbo, Peter Falk, he gives Nick a shirt and said, this was my son's shirt. And Nick's holding it, and he's going around, and he's like, wait a minute. This isn't your son. No, this is a completely, because it was one of the guys from the beginning of the movie. Yeah. It's like, what possesses you as an individual to have two verified psychics and figure that maybe you can lie to them? Not a great plan.
I did like the way he was trying to amend the stories. Like, this is a much older person. Well, he's my stepson. He's your age. Well, he was a classmate of mine, and then later his mom and I hit it off. And
yeah. Only Peter Falk could have done that well.
Oh my God, yes.
You know, just changing the story that fast and that, quote unquote, innocently.
Uh-huh.
You know, just because the whole time you're just watching him getting wrapped up in the lie. Well, Nick is like, I don't want to be any part of this. I don't want to do this kind of thing. Cyndi Lauper's Sylvia, she is bothered because she's been taken in by another dirtbag, you know, to do these things. And finally, Harry confesses, we're looking for this lost city of gold up in the mountains. My last partner who discovered it went insane. And if we go, you know, and I just want to find it. I want to be the first one to find it. Nick doesn't want to. He's going to go home. Except he doesn't, because that night at the hotel, he's attacked by a woman who tries to drug him and then stab him.
Mm-hmm.
You think you can come here and just take it away from us? What? Take what? As she attacks him and falls off the balcony to her death. And then Nick goes and tries to rescue Sylvia from what he thinks is an equivalent threat, only to realize that what he actually did was interrupted her from getting it on with the Spanish ambassador.
Yes, to Ecuador.
To Ecuador.
Yep.
Next day, they go to the hospital. Nick, you know, touches him and gets kind of a psychic energy jolt. Louise helps the guy talk so that they could say, you know, hey, it's, you know, what's up there? Don't go up there, you know, kind of thing. And then the guy dies. Then they're accosted by another psychic from their test group. You know, hey, Googie Grass. Nice to see you. A wonderful villain. And he holds him at gunpoint, and Sylvia uses Louise to, you know, distract him, and they run away. And then they get up the mountain, and Harry is killed because somebody throws a knife in his back.
Underhanded.
And this is after Nick kind of has this weird psychic, you know, walking lucid dream thing where he goes up the mountain. He comes back down, and he's like, I found it. I'm never going back up there again. And Harry's like, we gotta. And then Harry dies. So now they gotta go.
Don't spend any of the money. It's all counterfeit.
That's right. I just wanted him to say, there's a guy who did a thing. You know, I was there first. Don't spend any of the money. It's all counterfeit. But since Nick's been there, they're taken hostage by Julian Sands from the beginning of the movie, who was running the study on the psychics, and they get up there, and that ancient pyramid thing is not a city of gold, but it is actually an ancient device that basically has embedded in it all of the psychic energy of the world. And the person or persons who can wield that will be able to control the world, because that's what this needed, was an overwhelming megalomaniac kind of villain thing. Long story short, they almost lose. Then they don't lose. However, Sylvia does lose Louise.
Yes. Louise sacrifices her incorporeal self
in order to go to a higher plane of existence. And so Sylvia loses her, but save, you know, she and Nick are both saved, and they return to the hotel, and they're battered and bruised, and they're thankful, and they are happy that they survived, and they realize that the two of them have started to kind of gain a romantic, you know, connection between the two of them, and they're getting ready to consummate that love when Sylvia hits her head on the headboard and has a new spirit guide. It's Harry. Credits.
Yeah.
This movie has such potential. And so much of it was wasted in long silences or with giving Jeff Goldblum just... Because like I said, Jeff Goldblum can find humor in so many things, so many lines that just aren't supposed to be funny, and they can become funny. You know, that's chaos theory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not given anything. There's nothing there. It's like you see him. He's showing up. He's in the moment. And then it's like he stops for a second, and you just you hear his brain going, line. It's early on in his stammery phase, but you know, he, I mean, like he's just coming off of The Fly not too long before this.
No, actually, The Fly came later.
Was The Fly after this? Did
yeah.
I get those backwards?
But he came off a few years earlier, The Big Chill with...
Right.
Yeah, so
okay.
He did that, and then he did...
No, this is after The Fly.
Yeah, it's...
Fly
oh, yeah, yeah, you're right. It's after The Fly. Yeah, it is.
Because the very next movie he did is Earth Girls Are Easy.
Yeah, it went The Fly vibes, Earth Girls Are Easy.
Yo, it's like... Hold on. Wait a minute. You went from an amazing body horror film to this, ridiculously over-the-top musical comedy where you play an alien.
Mm-hmm.
Where you play a Smurfy cat before James Cameron ruined him.
A handful of small appearances and dramatizations, and then you get to Jurassic Park.
Yeah, yep, right there. You know, Jeff Goldblum is a treasure.
Oh God,
that
yes.
They had in this, and was pretty well lost. Cyndi Lauper's not been in a lot of movies. Been in a fair number of TV shows, but not a lot of movies.
I've only seen her act in two things. This one and the TV series Bones, both of which she played psychics.
Yes, that is true. You know, that, and those were really the two that I was going to say. Now, I believe she did... Like, I know that she went on tour with the Broadway musical Kinky Boots, but she was one who was writing, like, some of the music and lyrics for that.
It's possible. I don't know. That is one of the musicals I've not seen.
It's good. I mean, it's a fun thing, and I would recommend it. But, I mean, she's been in things, you know? I mean, she played herself in the Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
That is true, yeah.
I mean, how could you just about have to? Lots of TV appearances, not a lot of movie references. Cameo in The Goonies,
mm-hmm.
You know, stuff like that.
Oh, she was in Mother Goose Rockin' Rhyme as Mary. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Mother Goose Rockin' Rhyme?
Absolutely.
Okay, just checking.
Oh, yeah.
It won't go on the list then.
My spouse insisted.
Well, your spouse has good taste.
She does indeed, except when it comes to men. But
hey, self-deprecating humor.
It's the best kind. Self-deprecating humor means no one else is getting hurt. So anyway, on and on. The problem with Cyndi Lauper in this one is that she doesn't have the same level of dedication to the craft of acting. She is so used to great, big, large movements and actions and so forth, partially from being exposed to Broadway, but also because she was a stage persona, a musical, mm-hmm. You know, a musician and, you know, stage presence. And so you see she's trying to maintain such restraint in it that it comes across as flat. Like there's, you know, it's like she's holding back. She could have been absolutely wild, which would have been too much for film.
Yeah.
But then it would have been out there. There would have been energy to it.
Yeah.
There would, you know.
Now I will.
She's holding so much back.
I will say the chemistry between her and Jeff Goldblum, especially during the dance scene.
Yeah.
I loved.
It is kind of remarkable. I'm wondering if they liked each other at the beginning and didn't like each other at the end of filming. Well, because in her biography, she said that, you know, we didn't get along. And it's like, you know, I have a hunch that that's probably true of a fair number of actors, really.
Yeah.
You know, we can't all be George, you know, George Clooney that's like super friendly and, one of the Monty Python guy, played
Michael
R.
Palin.
You know, not Michael Palin, taller. I come to register a complaint.
John Cleese.
You ever just get a bubble in your brain and it just won't let the memory through?
Yes.
That's what happened. I completely froze on John Cleese. Anyway, this has gone on way longer than it deserves.
I liked
it. I'm still gonna come down. You should watch it. It's not a great movie. It made 1/10 of its budget in the box office. It had a budget of $18 million and it made $1.8 million. So
what sums up the movie perfectly is the final scene where they break the fourth wall and look directly into the camera.
It's Harry.
And Cyndi Lauper is just kind of shocked and Jeff Goldblum smiles at the camera. That sums it up right there. That's the kind of movie you're in for.
It is that kind of movie. It's not terrible. It's not good, but it's not terrible.
I want to say thank you because I enjoyed it.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, and I enjoyed watching it too. But like I said, it's the movie that you watch it, you're entertained while it's going on. And then if you never see it again, you're not really out much.
No. It's a watch it with friends or a laundry movie.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There's not a lot of plot.
Then I don't think there was meant to be.
And to be fair, it was real. I was kind of checking my watch for the first half hour. And then Peter Falk showed up and like, okay. Then it got from the minute he was in the kitchen for the rest of the movie, I was like, okay, this is okay. I can deal with this.
Peter Falk seems to make things better. Your turn next.
Yes, it is.
All right.